Chapter 39, Doubting Castle and Giant Despair. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Psalm 88, verse 6. Not far from the shelter where the men lay was a castle. The owner of the castle was a very big man. His name was Giant Despair. Christian and Hopeful were sleeping on his grounds now. Very early in the morning, Giant Despair arose. He left his castle and walked up and down in his field. When he came to the shelter, he suddenly saw two men sleeping in the hut. He became very angry. "Hey, wake up immediately! What are you doing here on my grounds?" The men jumped up and looked at him, startled. "Where are you from?" the giant roared.
We were traveling, but now we are lost."
"What? Lost? How do you dare come onto my grounds? Come along." He grabbed the men and dragged them out of the hut. It did not help to struggle. The giant was much stronger than they were. And they did not have much to say either, for it was their own fault that this was happening. "Come on, get moving! To my castle!" the giant yelled, and chased the men before him. When they came to the castle, he grabbed the men again and dragged them inside. There he opened a door and cast them into the dark dungeon. There they lay from Wednesday morning until Saturday night. They did not receive one crumb of bread, neither did they receive one drop of water. It stank terribly, and there was not a single ray of light. Nobody asked for them. No friend could help. Christian felt double sorrow. "It's my fault. If only I would not have left the way." Giant Despair had a wife. Her name was Diffidence, or Distrust. When the giant and his wife were in bed, he told her what happened. "Do you know what I did today?"
"No."
"I cast two men into my dungeon."
"Two men into your dungeon?"
"Yes, they were sleeping on my grounds. I was angry, of course. I immediately cast them into the dungeon. But now I am not sure what to do with them. What do you think is best?"
"What kind of people are they? Where do they come from and where do they want to go?"
The giant told her everything.
"Do you know what you should do?" his wife said. "Give them a good beating tomorrow and do not show mercy."
The next morning the giant took a big stick. He went to the dungeon with it and attacked the men as if they were dogs. He beat them so severely that they could not get off the ground anymore. When he was finished, he went away and left them in the dungeon just like that. There they could complain about all their misery. And that was what they did. They sighed and moaned all day. At night, the giant lay beside his wife again.
"And?"
his wife, Diffidence, asked him. "Are they still alive?"
"Yes, unbelievable."
"Do you know what you should do then? Go to those men and ask, 'What is the purpose of living like this? There is only pain and misery. Is it not better to kill yourself?'"
"That is a good idea. Good night."
As soon as the day broke, Giant Despair went to the dungeon. He opened the door and saw that the men were still filled with pain because of the beating of the day before.
"Sirs," the giant began to say, "you should just make an end to your life. I am willing to give you a knife or a rope, and I have poison too. You have no chance of getting out of here. Why do you choose to stay alive? Life is only bitter, isn't it? Well, what do you answer to this?"
But the men begged, "Let us go, please." When the giant heard this, He became so angry that he wanted to kill them. But then suddenly he had a fit. He had that more often, especially when the sun was shining. Then he suddenly could not use his hands anymore. So he just went away and left the men. He wanted the men to make up their mind as to what they should do. For a moment it was quiet in the dungeon. Then Christian asked, "What do you think? What should we do? Our life is so miserable now. I do not know what is better, to live like this or to die. I would rather choke myself than to live like this any longer. In the grave I will have rest, and there it would be better than in this awful dungeon. Or must we let the giant rule us?" Hopeful answered, "The way things are now, it is awful for us. You are right. I also prefer to die rather than live like this. But Christian, you should listen closely to me now. Are we not traveling to the land of the Lord?" "Yes." "Then we must keep in mind that he said, 'Thou shalt not kill.' We may not kill others, and for sure not ourselves. That thought should not even enter our hearts. When you kill someone, you can only kill his body. But if you kill yourself, you kill your soul and body at the same time. You talk about the grave as if you will get rest there. But did you forget there is a hell too? Did you also forget that the Lord said that murderers must go there? No murderer shall inherit the kingdom of God. And the Lord himself said this." "Yes, but that giant, do you not know how strong he is?" "It is true, that giant despair is strong, but he does not have all power. It happened more often that he captured people who are now free again. He is not almighty, only God is. He even created the whole world. Who can tell? Maybe God will let him die one day. Then he cannot do anything anymore. Or maybe he will forget to lock the door. Or maybe he will have such a fit again, maybe so bad that he cannot use his arms and legs anymore. God can do everything. One thing I know, and that is I do not want to be afraid anymore. I want to be brave. I am going to try everything I can to escape from his hands. I was foolish that I did not try this earlier. Let us have some patience, Christian. It can be that we will be delivered. Let us never do any evil to ourselves." By these words, Christian calmed down again, but the men did sit in the dark all day. Explanation. Christian and Hopeful left the right way. How sorry they were about that. Also today there are many wrong ways. Every time we do something against God's will, we come on a wrong way. Do not think this cannot happen to a child of God. It can never go well if we go on in the wrong way. Then it is just as if it is getting dark and a thunderstorm begins. That means the light of God's friendly face is going away from us. Everything becomes awful and miserable. Despair can come into our hearts too. That means we have no hope that it will get better again. "I cannot keep going like this. It is too much for me," is what you often think then. That despair can be as strong as a giant. Giant Despair was not alone. He was incited by his wife, Diffidence. Diffidence lives in our heart too. It says, "Do not believe or trust that God can deliver you. You sinned too terribly. It can never become light in your heart anymore. Your life is useless. Death is better than this." Then despair is incited. Oh, the devil can make up so many lies.
and how afraid we can be. Do you know what giant despair could not stand? Light. That is the light which the Lord will give by his word. Let us always keep listening to the word of the Lord. By that light, those miserable thoughts cannot do any evil in our heart.